Cartman Joe asks,
how do I decide which college to go to?
I would rather have my parents pick it for me than myself.
I don't know because I don't go to college, but I do know Harvard is pretty good.
You have your interests and you want to find a college that aligns with those interests. There's a gut feeling you get when you find something that's right for you.
Go to Google and look up the university you basically, any university that interests you.
You look at what you're interested in. You go to Google, try to apply the one that matches your interests and your major.
It's kind of one of those things where you just gotta look into it and you don't want to mess it up because colleges are very expensive, so you gotta do your research.
If you don't know, at the time, go to community colleges. There's lots of good community colleges.
Don't commit to something you think that you won't be able to love for the next 4 years. And just go to community college, test the waters.
Go to a bunch of open houses or do shadow days.
Go and you have to visit the university, and then once you're there, meet the people. If they're your fit, go to that one.
Talk to the people there and see if you kind of get along with them.
The first thing I would want my kid to do is go to a college that wouldn't worry the hell out of me about whether or not they're in good hands and they're safe.
Really look into how much it's going to cost you, because student loans are no fun. So totally take that into consideration. And then from there, maybe it's based on location if you want to be close to home, or maybe you want to be really far away from home.
Pick a college based on what you want to do most. If the school you want is like far away, but it's like really good for what you want to do, go to the school, because it's better to think long term than short term.
Ivan Gutierrez asks,
what should I do if the Kool-Aid man breaks into my room?
I have never seen that commercial. I've heard so much about it.
That's not possible, because the Kool-Aid man wouldn't really be alive.
Dude, you gotta go. You see it? Boom, you're out.
Take a baseball, you throw it at him, and if the glass shatters, he's dead.
Depends. Is he being malicious or is he just being friendly? I guess if he's trying to attack you, you better get that baseball bat and take care of him.
Follow him home and break into his house and do the same exact thing to him. Just, oh yeah! And then he's like crying and you're like, see, no one likes it when you do it.
Hey, if you're thirsty, shake his hand and offer him an empty cup.
Maybe you could get some glasses, invite your friends over, have some nice Kool-Aid.
Break out a glass, because, I mean, he's a giant pitcher of Kool-Aid. And give him a high five, maybe get an autograph.
Be friendly and invite him in and break out a couple glasses and have a drink and get to know him a little better.
You tell that fool that he needs to pay for that damage, because walls are not cheap, and that's messed up.
Thanks for watching Advice on the React channel.
Don't miss out, subscribe.
Want our advice? Comment your questions down below.
Goodbye.
Oh yeah!